What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Bleep Bloop Podcast. I want to say thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, the Bleep Bloop Podcast is a podcast where I talk about gaming topics, kind of like those water cooler conversations. You can find a new episode on all podcast platforms, but you most importantly can find the latest and greatest episode every time it appears on bleepbloopod.com. You can also find some of my videos from my YouTube channel. One of the specific videos is The Headlines, a weekly gaming news video where I talk about some of the latest and greatest news headlines coming from the gaming industry. There's also some blogs, some gameplay videos, in addition to some other stuff. So make sure you check it out. All right, enough of the plugging. This topic right here, I want to talk about because it's not gaming specific, but it is. Should I stream every game? Now, to the average gamer, this is not even a topic of conversation. But in recent years, streaming and gaming have become synonymous. I remember I would buy video games and I would add them to my collection. I would play them a little bit, but then that would be it. I wouldn't do nothing else with them. And then when I started watching streams, because it was a way to see gameplay of new games that were getting ready to come out and some people might have early access to. So I get to see a little bit of gameplay footage. Or maybe the game already came out and before I was making a decision to buy, I would watch gameplay of that game. And I found it interesting. And then I started to stumble upon just other games. I started to stumble upon GTA RP, speedruns, first-person shooters, just all kinds of different stuff. Then I got into streaming. And I got into streaming because I was like, you know what? This gives me a reason to play my games and I can, you know, make friends that are gamers. But as time progressed, what I noticed was if I bought a game, I couldn't play it unless I streamed it. And then some games, I would want to stream them because I'd want people to watch me play and interact, but it'd be dead, silent, no interaction, no conversation. It's just me playing a game. So I started to ask myself, should I stream every game? Is every game stream worthy? There were some times where I didn't even want to stream the game. I just wanted to play the game. So I started doing that. And then that kind of evolved into creating some YouTube videos, which I found that I enjoyed a little bit more than streaming, which is why I still do that predominantly as opposed to streaming. Now, I do like to stream some things, and I kind of have reverted back to when I do it, it's more so because it gives me a reason to just play the game, but it's not the entire reason. You know, I can play a game without having to stream it. But in this day and age, do you have to stream every game? No, you don't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't stream every game. Some people have made their channels off of streaming every game. So yes, but to the average person, the average gamer, the average streamer, stream things that you want to stream. Play things because you want to play them. If you're a gamer first and a streamer second, always remember that you love games. So you don't need to turn on a camera, turn on a stream for your enjoyment of that game. You can just enjoy the game. If you're a streamer that started to stream to play games, then stream and play whatever you want to play. But don't feel like you have to stream every game. I think if you're going to do that, then it should always be the playthrough method. I'm going to stream this game to completion, then move on to the next game. And that also comes with an understanding that I may build an audience that watches this game first, but then the second I switch, they disappear. There may be a game that there's no audience. There's nobody watching me play that game. If you're okay with that, then it doesn't matter. It does not matter. If you aren't okay with that, then that's where the I shouldn't stream every game thought process comes into play. For me, I've been doing content long enough to know that there's a certain way that I want to deliver whatever it is I do. I've tried a whole bunch of different things. And for me, it doesn't matter. There's always a way that I can flip it into something that may generate a buzz. It may not. But that's not my end state. My end state is, do I enjoy what I'm doing? If I do, then that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. So I think that, so as a gamer, okay, so how do we approach this? Let's tackle this so it's understood. If I'm only looking at it from a streaming perspective, prime example is now. Instead of streaming every game or having genres that I stream, I instead base my streams off of video ideas that I may want to deliver later. For example, if I want to emphasize role-playing games, playing the role. What is the game? Playing the role. Maybe that's the title of the series, right? So then I play an RPG. That's what my stream is about. It is about playing that role-playing game, which then that content can be turned into that video series. And that becomes a staple on my video channel. Or I can take that content, but then I can also just have a gameplay channel, which is just the gameplay, no commentary, no nothing. And some would say, well, there's no space for that, you know, in the YouTube world. Okay, I disagree. I think that people still want to watch gameplay regardless. Some people want to watch it with commentary because of reactions. Some people want to just watch the gameplay. Some people, while there may be a channel that has this game already with tons of views, some people might not want to watch that video. They might want to watch a fresh, brand new creator, and vice versa. Somebody might not want to watch this no-name creator. They might want to watch this, this creator with longevity. So that might be a way that I do it, right? I'm not just going to stream to stream. I'm not just going to play a genre of games on stream if there is no audience, if there is no community. And if there's a community and I want to build with that community, then I'm going to play that game. Now, from a gamer perspective, if you want to stream, stream, but you don't need to. If you just want to play games, and there's still a huge audience of people that fit that demographic, and that's okay. So if I'm talking to just the streamers, right? Because that's kind of what this title of this episode is. Should I stream every game? No, you should not stream every game unless that is your emphasis. Prime example, Dan's Gaming. He has a list of games that he wants to play, and he's going to stream them. If it's horror, it's October, he's going to do his horror-themed streams, all horror games for the month. If it's indie games, Zeke the Third, you know, Zeke 3, or I always forget his name. Lyric, play every game, right? Sundays, sub-Sundays, plays new games, into indie games, a bunch of different stuff. Then, yeah, that's your forte. But if that's not you, and there's games that you feel obligated to stream, but you don't want to stream them, don't stream them. Don't stream them. Why would you stream something that you're not having fun streaming? You might have fun playing the game solely by yourself. But then here's the other thing too. There should not be an assumption that I have to put on a persona to stream this game just for somebody to enjoy it. I could literally title my stream, I just want to play this game. If you want to watch, cool. Don't expect me to talk. Are you going to get interaction? No. But guess what? You might get that person that genuinely likes that title. Guess what? I don't want to talk to you. I just want to watch you play the game. Cool. You know, so like you can do whatever you want to do on your stream. But you don't have to stream every game. Now, maybe there's genres that you want to play. Like, I'm going to do all platformer games. So all the top popular platformer games, I'm going to play. Some might have a bigger community than others. So viewership may go up and down, you know? But if it's anything I've learned, no, I don't have to stream every game. If I wanted to, I would, but I don't. Instead, I like to focus on games that I know I want to play. I know I want to play on stream, and I know that I can play on stream that I'll enjoy and I can generate some content from for additional uses. So that's what I would say to that. You know, I think this idea that people have, and you see it all the time. A new game comes out, everybody wants to play that game. Everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon, going to act like they're freaking fans of the franchise, and boom, falls flat, user base drops, player base drops, viewership base drops, and they're on to the next thing. Another game incomplete, another game not really getting no viewership, and I feel like that's like a waste of effort, because you know, like sometimes what if you put all that effort into that and you didn't generate no viewership anyways? You just wasted time and money. You bought a game that you thought might give you some buzz, didn't really get a buzz off of, and you didn't even enjoy playing. Or you might love playing a game off stream, then you decide to bring it on stream and realize, I don't want to play this on stream. I remember one time I was playing, and there's nothing against Death Stranding. I really love that game and what it has to offer and the fact that it's very immersive and can really just pull you into that environment. But I didn't enjoy streaming that game because I felt like at that time, I felt like I had to engage with my chat and there was really no chat. Like, what I saw was nobody really wanted to watch that game. It just seemed, it was a narrative that you play solo, you play chill at the house, you know, just taking your time with, sitting for long periods of silence. So at that time, that was a game that I just didn't enjoy on stream. But other games I did, Silent Hill 2. Loved it. Ape Out, loved it. Celeste, loved it. My all-time favorite, Ghost Recon Wildlands, loved it. So there's games that I'll play regardless. I don't care. Now you fast forward to now, I'm gonna play whatever I want to play because I'm embracing my gamer persona. I'm not a streamer. I'm a gamer. I'm a gamer that may occasionally stream. So to my gamers that are streamers, you do not have to stream every game unless you want to. but always embrace the gamer persona first, and you will enjoy yourself regardless of who's in your chat or not. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Till the next one. Peace.